And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Before I get into the last part of the Triple Dipper, I got to tell you, my friends at ZLA Solutions are killing it right now, putting people back to work. So here's the deal. We have great unemployment figures in the state of Alabama. Great. We're like a 2.7% unemployment. What no one's talking about, though, is the labor participation rate. It's still hard to find people because a lot of folks just dropped out altogether. And they apparently haven't recovered from being inundated with unemployment compensation and the opportunity to stay at home and get paid to stay at home. But folks are beginning to come out of that. If you are an individual looking for a job, my friends at ZLA Solutions have got great jobs posted on their website right now, ZLAUSA.com. Get back in the game, man. But if you are an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, doesn't matter what kind, they are working for all kinds of big-name, major-name corporations all over the state of Alabama. They just go to ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. Blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, does not matter. ZLA Solutions, that's their name. They have a motto. At ZLA, we don't make it. We just make it better. That's because their goal is to make your business better. And to help you do so. That's their pride and joy, man. So check them out, ZLA Solutions. I know these folks personally. I see them all the time. And they've been one of our original founding members right now, our sponsors on this show. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. All right, number three. I got to number three, Boomer. I did it.
Yes.
How about that?
That's awesome.
Woohoo. All right. Number three on the Triple Dipper. I'm calling it the tort of outrage. So, just by the way, if you're not familiar, all right, lawyer Phil here, a tort. What is a tort? I used to think it was something you ate. No, a tort in legal parlance. I mean, you can sue somebody for breach of contract. That is not a tort. You can have criminal charges. There's no tort involved because tort is civil. Tort is basically, here's the formal definition. It's like a wrongful act or infringement of someone's right, something you've done either by an act or an omission. In other words, you did something or you failed to do something, and having done so, you've now caused harm to another person, and you can be sued for that civilly, all right? So just giving you the rough on it there's that. But the tort of outrage, all right, so Alabama is unique. Not in all the world, but unique to some degree, in that we can also see someone be sued for what is known as the tort of outrage. Now, that ain't common. And by the way, it's a high bar. I have a case right now where I'm defending a client who basically he had filed suit against someone else, and they filed what's known as a retaliatory counterclaim, and they admit it, by the way. But in that retaliatory counterclaim, they sued for outrage. Well, here's the actual legal definition. Outrage. All right, so here's the deal. You can file suit for negligence, breach of contract, all that kind of stuff. But outrage occurs under the law in Alabama when someone does something so outrageous and so extreme that it goes beyond all possible bounds of decency. Even if there's no negligence involved, an outrage suit can be filed when a victim experiences emotional distress so severe that no reasonable person should be expected to endure it. Wow. Now, there's a legal description, but you got to prove that. And so some of the things that can be an example are, like, I got a list here off of a website. There was one where there was an unlicensed funeral home that actually illegally embalmed a family's loved one and then buried the casket in the wrong direction. So upset the family. I mean, you can imagine. How about this one? A 15-year-old girl was sexually molested by her friend's stepfather. Outrage. A pregnant woman was harassed by her boss, literally harassed by her boss for months until she was finally forced to quit her job. Or, you know, the funeral home waited until 30 minutes before the burial before they could tell the family that they weren't going to be able to bury dad next to mom, just 30 minutes before the funeral. Those kind of things are just examples of some of the more egregious things that have actually been actionable under Alabama law as a tort of outrage. All right, I lay that out there just as the predicate for my next section here. I'm calling this section the tort of outrage, but I'm really not going to go down into court cases. What I decided to do was pull stories that are in the news right now that I just find to be, you know, in the torrent of outrage, they say it has to be something that literally shocks the conscience of the average person. Shocks the conscience of the average person. Well, I've got a series of stories here that when I look at what liberals are trying to do in some places, it shocks the conscience. And some of them you may say, oh, Phil, I don't see that as being quite as big. But how about this one? Story from townhall.com. Dated yesterday. Governor Glenn Youngkin, Republican, Virginia, is openly criticizing a school district for directing its teachers to transition transgender students without their parents' knowledge. Literally, there's a school system that it was just revealed in a disclosure report where teachers were required to complete a training program ahead of this school year. And in that training program, it says that parental consent is not required for transgender students who want to socially transition. Social transitioning means going by a preferred name or preferred pronouns, saying their identity is different. There's not like a physical transformation, but they're trying to do something. And they, the school officials, think that parents have no right to know what the child is discussing with the teacher or the counselor. That literally, it's a social trend. It's an encouragement of something that maybe is absolutely against the values or the teachings or the mores of that family. And the school has decided they know best. I find that to be outrageous. I think that shocks the conscience. Other stories I've got here from around the nation. Here's one right here in Alabama. 1819 News just reported on September 4th, 2 days ago. The VA, the Veterans Administration, the VA could soon offer abortion services at its facilities in Alabama despite the fact that we have state law banning the practice. What? This, to me, is a classic example of the federal government, driven right now by liberal progressives, saying, we don't care what your laws are. We are going to kill babies and you're going to live with it. That's exactly what it comes down to. Now, they're trying to couch it in terms of, we believe we need to step in and intercede on behalf of our VA employees and our VA patients and make sure that they know that they are safe and secure. That's crap. That is not at all what this is. Now, the VA says abortions would only be available when the life or health of a pregnant veteran or beneficiary, would be endangered if the pregnancy were carried to term. That's already state law in Alabama. Thank you very much. But they're going to go ahead and include the rape or incest exception, which is not included in state law. The Department of Veterans Affairs, the Secretary of VA, says VA employees, when working within the scope of their federal employment, may provide authorized services regardless of state restrictions. In other words, they just labeled the fact that they do not feel bound by the territory in which their facilities sit. Now, are they technically on federal ground? Maybe. But is every VA clinic literally federal property? Well, by their own admission, it says the Department of Veterans Affairs can choose not to follow state laws restricting abortions because their medical facilities are what they believe are federally owned land. Since no federal law prohibits abortion, the VA is going to create its own policies and processes free from the constraints of state law. So much for that 10th Amendment, huh? Yeah, you want to have an abortion-free state? The voters of Alabama have spoken. This is not just a legislative action. We embedded it in our Constitution by vote of the people. You know, but the Biden administration, hey, they know better, right? How about this one? You want to talk about outrage? A major financial outlet last week warned that there is a new controversial lending scheme from Bank of America that is designed to help black and Hispanic home buyers, but it could actually negatively impact them. Here's the deal. Bank of America has set up a new loan program just for black and Hispanic home buyers. Now, I'm not sure why that passes muster when it comes to discrimination laws, all right? But anyway, the bottom line is this. They are not required to meet the usual minimum credit score requirements for participants in a home loan. Does anybody remember the 2008 subprimes? Does anybody out there remember what happened when we had to go through the bailouts? Bank of America itself was bailed out with tens of billions of dollars by American taxpayers. And the story here on Daily Wire reminds us of that. They call it the Community Affordable Loan Solution Program, which this article suggests may just be replicating the 2008 bailout conditions. Literally, for those who don't remember, credit scores were ignored. Subprime loans, meaning you did not meet the standards, were the norm back then. It was an effort to get money loan. And what happened? We had lending institutions that were about to collapse. They were considered by the U.S. government to suddenly be too big to fail. And Bank of America was one of them. And here they are, setting up special programs where credit scores are not required to give out loans based purely on racial demographics. Come on, man. That is totally outrageous. But while we're at it, how about this? Here's something that's not making the news a whole lot, but FreeBeacon.com. FreeBeacon.com reports. Well, here's the headline. You ready? No whites allowed. Pfizer. You know Pfizer. Pfizer is the one that came up with the one of the great COVID vaccines, right? Pfizer is now offering a prestigious fellowship that bars whites and Asians from applying. Trumpeted on the company's website as a bold move to create a workplace for all, civil rights lawyers are characterizing a different way, a blatant violation of the law. The Pfizer program is so flagrantly illegal, says one of the top civil rights attorneys in the nation, a guy named Adam Mortara. He says, I seriously wonder how it passed internal review by their general counsel. Here's the thing. Pfizer's quote-unquote breakthrough fellowship, it offers college students multiple internships, a fully funded master's degree, several years of employment at the pharmaceutical giant. It also restricts applications, though, to Black and African American, Latino, Hispanic, and Native American students. Whites and Asians are barred from applying. What in God's name? Who is sitting in the boardroom going, you know what would be really good? Let's find a way to exclude people based upon their racial demographics. That'll solve things. I will say this, though, and you can imagine. The Breakthrough Fellowship, it's part of a larger push within Pfizer to, quote, embed diversity, equity, and inclusion into our DNA, per the company's 2021 ESG report, Environmental, Social, and Governance. Yeah, ESG scores, there they go. So they're willing to break the law and discriminate against whole segments of society if that's what it takes to get their ESG score up. Wow. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. I'm going to come back. I got more outrageous stuff. We're not done. There's outrage everywhere. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, two things real quick before I go to the phones. I got to tell you, Boomer Chad from Huntsville just put out on Twitter. He says the Boomer and the Birdman sound effect got him hyped up for a six-hour drive from Lexington to Birmingham. Yes. Love that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. Appreciate you. I got to also tell you guys, too, one of our sponsors for the longest time has been Just Love Coffee Cafe. They are amazing. And in our listening area, the ones that we are working with a lot, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. If you are looking for a break during the day, let me just suggest this. First of all, they have a three-meal-a-day menu, breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can get it all there. Great foods, great coffees. But let me just also suggest, too, if you got to get away for a little while, or for that matter, if you're a remote worker, you're not back in the office, they got internet, you can get on their Wi-Fi. Just know this. Just Love Coffee Cafe. I've been to both locations that I'm talking about, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. You can check them out, and they got great atmosphere. You can hang out there. You can work there. You can get you a cappuccino, a latte, an espresso, or maybe just get a they got the cold coffees. All said and done, the atmosphere is what I'm talking about right now. Check them out. They are a place to hang out, to sit, to catch your breath. Get a little work done while you're there. Read a book. Hang out with friends. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Parkway in Huntsville. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got two callers on the line. Let me see if I can grab those real quick. Line one, is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, Jeff Rowe?
Doing great, Phil.
Good.
Hope you had a great holiday weekend.
I had a good one, man. How about you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sent you some pictures on the text line where I was at, that huge Celtic cross and stuff. And advertising for Right Side Radio in Indiana, anyway.
Nice. Appreciate you.
Yes, that's what we do, man.
Well, what's
hey,
up?
After watching Biden the other day and everything, you know, this man is not in charge of the country. I just wonder who's putting all this on his teleprompter.
You look at it and think, surely to goodness he had. You would like to think that after 40 years in D.C., he knows what bad optics are, and he went out there anyway. He's not in charge.
This is the man with the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
I mean, that scares the heck out of me now. I don't know about you, but, I mean, you know, whoever's pulling his strings, you know, I could just tell him to do whatever. I think he would. It's like a Ron Burgundy moment. He just reads whatever's on the teleprompter.
Just keeps on talking no matter what's on that teleprompter.
But I've got a little assignment for everybody. If anybody knows about Star Trek, the original series, watch the episode called Patterns of Force.
Patterns of Force.
And it is scary how much it mirrors what's going on right now.
Interesting. Well, you know, Star Trek was ahead of its time on a lot of things, but yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So the original, the old series, the actual TV series.
The original TV series, I think it's the second season. Called Patterns of Force.
All right, man.
And if you just look it up, and you know, it's really scary how much it mirrors what's going on today.
All right, brother, we'll check it out. I got another caller I got to get to real quick, Jeff. You have a great night, man.
Have a good one, Phil.
All right, take care. All right, listen, line two, Brian from. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Doing well and everything, and I would know Patterns of Force because I know the concepts of all the Star Trek stuff as far as the original series, but I can't place it at the moment.
Okay.
So, sorry.
All right. All right.
But in any case, Elizabeth Warren, wouldn't she, if I pretended to be her, couldn't I get a job at Pfizer?
You know, Pocahontas, she would probably qualify for an internship at Pfizer. So, yes, if you identify as Elizabeth Warren, then you too should be able to apply at Pfizer, I guess.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
You too, man. Take care. Oh, that's good callers. Hey, listen, by the way, let me just say this. I got a stack of stuff here that was falling into my Tort of Outrage segment and things that I think are just outrageous, but I'll just go with one more. You ready? Daily Caller has a storyline dated yesterday. Racial reckoning, how U.S. universities are watering down state standards in the name of diversity. It says higher education institutions have implemented diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives to vet students and faculty rather than evaluating them on their merits. Says universities have included DEI initiatives, including axing standardized test requirements, mandating DEI statements and applications, and curriculum requirements. The initiatives aim to raise so-called diversity and social justice awareness. All right, just so you know, it's not just speaking generically. It's naming them. And the one that got my attention, applicants to the University of Tennessee are required to submit a diversity statement, which they are judged on, telling how they will contribute to diversity and inclusion at the school. Now, the next one in line was UCal Berkeley. I expect that from UCal Berkeley. I do not expect that from an SEC team. I do not expect that from University of Tennessee, which is literally just up the road. University of Tennessee, by the way, are there any volunteer fans in the audience? Are you aware your alma mater is requiring a diversity statement in order to apply to go to school there? That's amazing to me. But here's the one that really got me. It was to the point of being so stupid. DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, has been implemented through guidelines and curriculums by the Association of American Medical Colleges. Their statement, quote, "We have evidence that supports that race is a social construct, and there is a growing body of evidence about what race is and isn't and its impact on health. These new insights are helping us to shift our thinking to better prepare for our patients." That's freaking outrageous. The very idea. Anyway, and they tell you medical students need to take their identity, power, and privilege into account when treating patients. Whatever. All right, folks, listen, we're going to be back here tomorrow with more of this. Boomer and I at 2 o'clock coming up next. On some stations, you got Priority Talk with Greg Davis. On others, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio.